the law of attraction and cosmic ordering. We begin with the law of attraction and cosmic ordering, which are key concepts when dealing with the laws of manifestation. The universe is a mirror, and the law of attraction is mirroring back to us our beliefs all the time. The outer world is just a reflection of our inner world in every area of our lives. So how can we manifest the life we choose? There are many helpful tools which can be accessed. But to begin with, here is a key process. It's called cosmic ordering. Simply put, the process is ask, believe, and receive. A powerful process for manifestation. We begin the first part of the powerful process for manifestation, which is to ask. How do you ask? Form a very clear intention of what you want to manifest. Be consistent and as detailed as possible. Repeat the same intention every day in as much detail as possible. If you are not clear, then the law of attraction cannot bring you exactly what you want. Clarity is a major key. What we intend over time tends to become our reality.
Second step, believe. Believe that everything you ask for will manifest. Believe that it is already yours. Cultivate and imitate the feeling, the vibrational frequency of having already received what you have asked for, in as much detail as possible. Repeatedly visualize every day, imagining yourself as already having achieved your intentions and goals. Really experience all the feelings that you have all the way through your senses. Belief is like a muscle which needs to be exercised and built up. Generate the frequency you want with growing strength. This will help you create faith in receiving what you have asked for. Act as if your requests are fulfilled already. This requires strong faith. It puts a powerful message out to the universe. Third step, receive. Be grateful that you have now already received and achieved your goals. This is convincing your subconscious that you have already received what you have asked for. Generate feelings of success and emit the vibration of having already received your goals. Aligning your action to the frequency of your cosmic order. Acting through your inner knowing. Act, speak, think, and feel as if you are receiving right at this moment now. Feel positive as wonderful experiences flow into your life effortlessly now.
Questions and answers. Question 1. Can you elaborate further about cosmic ordering?
Yes, cosmic ordering is a very important part of manifestation. There are 3 steps. 1. Ask. 2. Believe. And 3. Receive. So, We begin with number one. Ask. Form a very clear intention of what you want. Be as consistent and detailed as possible. Remember, we create our universe based on where our attention and consciousness is focused. What we intend over time tends to become the reality of our life. Send your intent out every single day into the universe to manifest the life you choose. Step 2. Believe. Believe that your visualizations and intentions will manifest. Cultivate strong faith. One way to increase your self-belief and faith in your abilities is to repeatedly visualize yourself as having already manifested your goals in as much detail as you possibly can. In fact, the more you visualize and imagine having already achieved your intention and experience it through your senses, the more quickly it will manifest. Step 3. Receive. You need to get out of your own way so that you can finally manifest what is in alignment with your true goals. Become a vibrational match for your goals and intentions. Feel what it is like to have already achieved your goals. Experience it inside yourself, and then it will manifest outside in your life. Generate powerful feelings of success. Feel grateful that you have already received your dreams and goals. Convince your subconscious that you have already received and achieved. Feel gratitude.
Question 2. Have you witnessed any students taking part in your seminars who have manifested their dreams through the process of cosmic ordering?
Yes, I have experienced many people producing amazing results in their life. Quite soon, actually. Quite quickly. One lady who came on a seminar years ago in London wrote the story of her life on the first weekend of the seminar. She described her life as a secretary in London, working 9 till 5. In the evening, she went to dance school, which was where her passion lay. She was in fact trained as a dance teacher. After writing her life story, she looked quite depressed. In the seminar, together, as a group, we thanked the universe. In fact, everything that had led us up to this moment now. Because now we were ready to go forwards and embark on a new journey of transformation in our lives. The dancer began to write a new story along with the rest of the class. Many people were quite excited, and they were writing wonderful things that they envisioned experiencing. For example, new jobs, homes, relationships, and wonderful new ideas for the future. The dancer just seemed to look a bit low. She told me that her story hadn't changed very much. The other participants on the seminar decided that they would coach her to try and find out what it was she really wanted, helping her to change her new story into something fantastic, instead of just being a slight improvement of her old story. The course participants asked her questions to support her exploration. She decided, in fact, that her real dream was to move to Portugal, buy some land by the sea, and open a dance school. This was her dream. It seemed ridiculously mad for her. How on earth was she going to do that? She had many limitations in her mind. She didn't have the money. She couldn't leave her job. What would her parents think? It was all too crazy. But 6 months later, the same woman was actually living in Portugal and had opened her dance school and also met a wonderful partner. That's how easy it can be. So when you write your new story, it's not about being logical or reasonable. It's about your dreams. It's about feeling into those dreams and experiencing them as if they're already happening. That's how they become real. That's how the law of attraction works, by feeling into what you want to have happen in your life.
Question 3. Do you know anyone else who had a similar transformational experience?
Well, I'm one of the people that had an experience like that. But it was also a joint manifestation experience with another person. Very unusual and very beneficial for both of us. Many years ago, when I was living near Brighton, I had a very strong dream, a very strong vision to manifest a healing centre there. I lived with my husband and my child in Lewes, very near Brighton, on the south coast. But I decided that I was going to organise a group for healers, meditation teachers, and therapists in the Brighton area. It was my way of meeting and connecting with people, and it was supportive for others too. Networking. So every week we would alternate hosting the group in our homes. One week we were all invited to this beautiful house by a lake with swans, with a castle at the back, which could be seen from the balcony. On the top floor of the house. It was owned by one of the group members. What a beautiful house, I thought. What an amazing place this would be. Absolutely great for a healing centre. During the evening, the lady who owned the house mentioned to someone sitting close to me that she really wanted to go to America and study psychology. But she didn't feel able to leave her house because she didn't think anyone would take care of it. And I thought, well, that's beautiful. I've got rushes of excitement through my body. And I felt like something was saying to me, this is the right house. One of the people in the group came over and said to me, I think something's happening. This lady really wants to go to America. She needs someone to take care of her house. You want a healing centre. So maybe you can do an exchange. And that is exactly what happened. We decided there and then that evening that this lady would go to America for 2 years and I would look after her house and run a healing centre there. It worked out beautifully for both of us. But neither of us had any clue that this was going to happen before that evening. But we both had a dream, and we helped each other to manifest it.